Then she told me and warned me about going there and so on. And she said she has a problem with her teeth. And I said, you know, it'd really be great if you could get those teeth of yours fixed. And she said, I know exactly what it costs to have my teeth fixed, and I'm going to get it done. But I don't know how yet, but I'm going to get it done. I said, how much is it? She said, $3,752. And I will manifest it. And I will no longer ever doubt God again. So I said to her, I said, look, I know you don't know who I am, but and I'm out here in these running clothes and look like one of the people that lives out here. I said, I'm speaking tomorrow night at Symphony Hall. Why don't you come as my guest? And I know there's going to be a dentist here. I know he's going to be there. And if he'll work at his wages, I'll take care of that dental bill for you. I know we can get it done. She said, no, I can't come. She said, I take care of a 92-year-old woman, and that's one of the things I have to do. And I said, well, if it works out. And when I walked in tonight, my secretary, Maya, was back there, and she said, your friend came. And she's here. And I know she's probably a little embarrassed about what I'm saying, but I feel compelled to introduce you to, I think, a spiritual being who really gave me much more than I gave her. She's sitting here in the front row. This is Marcella Whitehead. Stand up and say hello to these people. Come on, Marcella. Stand up. A lot of love in this room, and we're going to get those teeth taken care of for you. One way or the other, it's going to get done. She won't let me do it, see? The people that are out there struggling are not the derelicts and the drunks that we all think they are. There are many, many divine souls out there who just a while back were just a paycheck away from having their own place. And in America, we've got to wake up to that and know what we're here for. She was able, through her intention, to bring her insurance payment to her through a stranger walking in the night. Now, what I'd like to say to you is that if you can imagine your life as like a boat, and your boat is heading in this direction, and while you're headed in this direction, you are standing back here at the stern of the boat. Now just try to get a picture of that. And as you look down into the water, what do you see when you look into the water with the boat heading in that direction? You see the wake, don't you? W-A-K-E, the wake. Now, three questions about the wake. Number one, what is the wake? The wake is the trail that is left behind. That's what the wake is. Second question, what is driving the ship? What is making it go? The answer, the present moment energy that is being generated by the engine is making the boat go in this direction. The third and most important question for getting rid of the past and opening yourself up to higher awareness. Is it possible for the wake to drive the ship? In reality, the answer is no. The wake is the trail that is left behind. And it cannot make the boat of your life go in this direction. The only thing that makes your life go, no matter how much you convince yourself to the contrary, no matter how much you're convinced that it had something to do with your birth order, or it had to do with your mama or your papa, or the fact that you were an abandoned child, or the fact that your father was an alcoholic, or that your mother liked your sister better, and even if you don't have a sister, she wanted one, she would have liked her better.